No, she doesn't need to flash those lights. She sits in the front row.
Yeah, he just knows.
So what have you been acting in lately?
She just knows.
And are you
excited? She just
knows.
That's actually a fun way to connect.
She just knows.
Oh, that
looks good.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and here we are at the National Hardware Show.
We are, and we are in the Hyde Tools booth.
Maker of one of our favorite long-held tool pouch sidekick tools.
Well, you know, it's not just our favorite, because I have a stat here that it is the accounts for 30% of all putty knife sales.
I think I just made that up, though.
Oh, that's just a made-up figure that we
have. It accounts for 90% of all putty knife sales.
I think it's 92.3.
Says Corey Talbot from Hyde Tools.
And you would know.
I would know. And it is something that we did do the research on, and we found out that it is. It's just one of those tools that everybody has at least one inside their a junk drawer, upstairs in a sock drawer, a bunch of different places
around. Or in your tool pouch like we do. We always have one in our tool pouch. And we're not just saying that because we're here.
No.
We've been saying that for years. It's, you know, what do you need to have in your tool pouch?
Yeah.
You need to have a pencil. You need to have a square. You need to have a tape measure. You need to have a multi-tool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
and yeah, we're not making that up. You can look it up. You can look it up online.
You can go historically all the way back. You know, we've been saying that for years. So.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a tool that's kind of evolved as time has gone on. I mean, you look at ours, and we started out with a 5-in-1, and it's gotten to the point where it's called a 14-in-1. But there's millions of uses for these things. You think about all the things you use.
A million-in-1? Is that coming out soon?
A million-in-1. That's it. Hey,
million-in-1.
Wait, I got to trademark
slightly
that.
Slightly bigger than the 14-in-1.
I love it when we get
the
scoop
size
on
of a truck.
Tools. Now, for everyone who doesn't know what a multi-tool is.
Yes.
Give those people the lowdown on it, and they are going
paint
to say...
Paint the word picture. Do we have one?
Picture.
Can we get one? We are on Ustream.
Hey, Ashley.
We don't have to paint the word picture anymore.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get somebody to bring over one of the things for us.
Hey, Ashley.
Can you bring over a multi-tool?
While we're talking about it.
And now let's paint the word picture for everyone listening and not watching us on Ustream.
No, let's paint this word picture when Corey came on and said, how do you follow Ed Begley?
Oh, my God. It's like I was dead before I even started. I wish he could have stayed. I'm like, no, stay. Get back in that seat.
Well, you're handsome and you work out.
Oh,
you can follow him.
No. Ed's way too tall and handsome and actually is much more interesting. But, you know, he is. He's a very interesting guy. The things he works on are fantastic.
But you put this booth together all by yourself.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. Now that's all out there.
Let's get back to the multi-tool. All right,
what's
with the
multi-tool?
Okay, a multi-tool. It actually started out being called a painter's tool.
Okay.
And the reason for that, it really just started off as kind of like a scraper that was, you know, on a handle. But as time went on, it got more and more things that were put onto it as people said, you know what, it'd be great to be able to use it as a chisel. It'd be great to be able to use that as something that you open up a crack in a wall before you spackle over it. It'd be great to use it instead of if you don't have, there we go, there's the visual.
Vanna White.
if you're doing contour scraping or if you're doing anything that, even at the end of the day, this one is called our 14-in-1. It actually has a little beverage opener there, depending on what your favorite beverage is.
Beverage opener.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
But
yeah.
You can.
I can say that.
But this one, I mean, this is, we've gone, you know, way overboard on this thing. What we did with this.
No, you can't go overboard on this. That's why.
Because
we're just going to repeat the segment.
And if you're listening, go to HydeTools.com to check out what it looks like.
Yes.
And you can buy them, too. I think that you'll let them.
We will.
That's how
we stay in business.
Really?
I think so.
That's awesome.
Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah.
I love how people pretend that nobody needs to make any
now,
money.
Now, this is pretty cool.
This is cool. I mean, this design came about by somebody said, you know what? Instead of having a bunch of screwdrivers in my pocket or in my pouch as well as one of these, wouldn't it be great to just have this? And it's in a pinch. I mean, it's if you're, you know, you're up on a ladder or you forgot to take the wall, a socket cover off or something else like that. They put the four bits inside the handle.
So you actually have bits inside the handle that you can use the multi-tool as a screwdriver.
Yes.
And not just, what are the different ones here?
So you've got two of the most used Phillips.
You've got two slots,
number one,
and
number two,
Phillips.
And then the number one and number two on the slotted.
So you can get a switch plate device. You could work on a plug. You could also use the hammer end to like set down proud drywall.
Absolutely.
Or all that other stuff.
Well,
so we need
to switch. Moving on, I want to talk about dustless sanding. Tell me about that.
It's no fun.
Yeah, sanding anything.
Sanding
but
is no fun. Dusting is very good. And actually, the reason why I put this down that I wanted to talk about it is this product's been around for about 10 years now. And in the last 3 or 4 years...
You're putting that in your pocket.
There
you're
go.
Taking it.
It's already gone.
It.
Hey, that's...
What do you mean?
There you go.
All right.
Dustless sanding, though, the reason why I put it down was that the guy on YouTube, there was a guy who came out, and he's literally in bare feet, and he's standing on top of his coffee table in his dining room, demoing our dustless, dust-free sanding.
You got 12
unit.
Million hits.
We got 50,000 hits on this guy that's doing it. You just can't buy that type of exposure. I mean, we've done videos. And
you might not want to buy it.
No.
Lucky he's dressed.
But that's the great thing about the technology is you can literally see what happens when that video came out, how many hits they had, and then go track they went to Amazon and how much you can see how many they sold at Amazon. And
no way. Now, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. She's the statistics officer at
my
Fix-It-Up.
Am I way
life.
Into
a
place where I shouldn't be with you?
Now, do you know who this guy is? Have you found him?
We've actually put it as one of our favorites on our YouTube site. So
okay, nice. So if you go on your YouTube site, it's called is.
It's just Hyde Tools channel.
Hyde Tools. That's easy.
That's it. We
right
try
on.
To keep it easy.
That but, is easy.
But now,
I'm a simple
off,
man.
Off camera here, we have a, as our friend Bobby Parks would say, display.
A display.
A display of the articulating pressure washer nozzle.
Yes, that's
and that's in action. Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
Well, pressure washing has just blown up in the past, 10 to 15 years. It used to be only pros that would do it, and just over the past, I would say probably 5 years, you've really seen it transfer into everybody's buying. If you go into any of the big box stores or any of your Ace Hardware or anything else like that, you could find these things there now. People like them because they're so much more efficient with the amount of water that they use. It uses only one-third the water, which Ed would be very proud about.
Than a garden hose.
Than a garden hose,
right.
Exactly. And even if you're using just a regular hose with a regular spigot on it, that's about half as efficient as using a pressure washer is. It's a very efficient way of cleaning.
And this isn't just a wand that shoots in
so
wherever
the wand,
directional.
Right. Thanks
and
for
what is
the
wand called so people can go check it out at HydeTools.com?
It's called the Pivot Nozzle Wand.
The Pivot Nozzle Wand.
Right, and it's from Hyde. And what it is it allows you to, instead of having to bend down, here, we are on television, right?
You
bend down,
you can do that.
Or you're up above your head. If you're using something squirting up, you're obviously going to get wet if it's coming right back down on you. Or if you're down, you're bending your back. What we try to do is come up with something where you turn the handle and it pivots the front of the nozzle. And so you could stand back so you're not getting wet. You don't have to bend down anymore to clean on top. Or my favorite is in decking. When you're on a deck and you're going back and forth and doing in between the
Bobby
spindles.
Parks would love that.
Bobby Parks.
There
he's
we go.
One of
display.
The best deck builders in the country.
Yeah, if you want a $100,000 deck, call him.
He would
I
be.
Do. Can I get it free?
No.
I don't think so. We have just about a minute left, so tell me what else you want to talk about.
Well, I want to really say that Hyde is becoming something that we weren't in the past when it comes to we're trying to connect more with who our consumers are.
Mm-hmm.
The pro has always been, the pro knows Hyde, but we're really trying to get into more do-it-yourselfers, understanding what the Hyde brand needs, what type of quality we bring in. So we're doing a lot of things on YouTube. We're doing a lot of things. We're actually going to do a Twitter account, and we're going to have a Facebook account.
You know, I'm psyched about you guys doing
a
Twitter account because I tweet about you. And
do
then
you?
And
yeah,
we tweet about you on My Fix It Up Life.
I have to admit, I've never tweeted.
You've never tweeted?
Whatever it's called. No, I haven't.
That's okay. It's just a very short email.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's a very public short
now.
Email.
Very public short
very
email.
Very public short email that you can't take back. Once it's out there,
that's
it's out
it.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard bad things about it.
You know what else you can't take back?
Oh, we have to go to break.
The time we have
guys,
to take
so
right
much.
Now.
Thanks so much
talking
for
with
talking
you.
With us. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect day. They live right there.
Thank you very much. I was super
getting
cool.
Alive, feeling fine, seeing the sidewalk.
Now that I know he's out of the building,
there's daylight fade.